WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
You got tools in your religion. All designed to keep.
It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. You have some Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use career code Rocket Sock and Fortnite item shop when you buy Dune, WWE, Marvel, Miku, Linkin Park, soon to be Sabrina Carpenter. Just hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
Miku Miku Beam! That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what.
We're not talking about the other thing. We have to wait until Saturday for that.
Yeah. Did you know, Brent? On this day, in 1980, Post-it notes were invented.
I would have known that if I had used a post-it note to leave myself that reminder.
And then there's the one and only, Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming, of course, as always, on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/WTR live. Come on into the chat room and join us. What's going on with AEW tonight?
Dynasty. We saw the murder of Adam Copeland a little bit ago.
Yes, I caught that.
That's basically all you need to know about tonight so far. That, and perhaps the CEO is not as fantastic of a talent as everyone thought she was going into this match.
Uh-oh.
But find out more on Saturday night, CB Radio. We'll discuss this for a bit.
CB Radio on Saturday night?
Yeah, it's like 11:30, but you may want to be there like 15 minutes beforehand just because.
Something might happen, maybe, you never know.
That's when you'll hear it, basically.
I may have opinions.
You have opinions?
Yes.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, that's so hard to believe.
I know.
Wow. Well, at least I didn't miss the boat for picks this week.
No, that was someone else.
Yeah, that was sometimes Akashi. But what are you going to do?
Put in zeros for picks here and done. Okay.
Oh, I can't help but wonder how I'm doing so far on Pick'em.
Five and two. Have fun.
Really?
Yep.
That's because a WWE PLE.
Because you picked Max Caster.
I shouldn't have picked Caster?
No. Caster? I don't know, but you picked Max Caster because it was him versus to be announced for his like best wrestler challenge. And he has yet to win one of those. He's like 0-7.
Well,
it's a glorified squash match.
Frick, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then you had Top Flight, but I won't fault you for that because I also had Top Flight. So,
well, you can't fault me for Top Flight. Max Caster, okay, yeah, I screwed up.
Yeah, Max Caster, that one you kind of made a bad choice.
You can say it. I shit the bed.
Yeah, he screwed the pooch. That's fine. It happens to the best of us.
It's perfectly fine to say stuff like you shit the bed.
He has a reverse Undertaker streak going on right now. That's the best way to put it for Max Caster.
Interesting.
At one point, there will be a one in that 301. We'll get to
just that. Not tonight with not. STP. I mean, 5TP.
Something like that. But tonight, with 2 weeks before WrestleMania, decided to have a little bit of fun. And last week, we did WrestleMania main events. Now we're going to learn, see if you remember the main eventers who were in those main events. And this time, ChatGPT will try to describe those main eventers to you. And hopefully, we'll see if you guys can figure out who they are. I will give you one hint.
I don't trust ChatGPT.
I'll give you two hints. There are females in it because, you know, females have main evented WrestleMania. And two, there is one tag team in this list.
Only one?
Only one.
Well, I guess the other one were two singles, so.
Correct. So there's one tag team in this mix, so just let that sit in the back of your mind.
And I will just give Tim a spoiler. CM Punk will not be on the list.
I wonder why.
And the other spoiler for you guys, we only went with the one main event from WrestleMania 2.
Oh, okay, so we're not going
Yeah, so just so you can keep that in your minds as well.
Oh, god damn it, I was gonna pick the Dream Team as my fucking tag team for this. Son of a bitch. Yeah,
I know, now you're gonna have to think of somebody else. But yeah. So, for housekeeping's sake, next week will be the full WrestleMania preview on this show on The Rack, and then a week from Saturday, The Rack will review WrestleMania Day 1. In 2 weeks, these guys will review the entire thing. We'll do a Day 2 review on The Rack that following Thursday. There'll be a simulations on one night during WrestleMania week, and a lot more coverage. So, that's...
You gotta love when you do the WrestleMania simulations.
Yep, and the plan for that will be shooting for the night before WrestleMania, so that Friday during the end of SmackDown, we'll kind of watch SmackDown, do some simulations, that sort of thing.
Right to
the Hall of Fame that Brent will probably watch live. I'll watch in the morning because that's 1 a.m. so it's too late to start watching a Hall of Fame.
Is it on Peacock?
It's on Peacock. It's on YouTube. It's
all right. I can watch it live. Here we go.
Yeah, it's all live. Matt will watch it live. All right, so we got 44 names to get through. And there's a 45th
so
if we need
it. 22 per person. Awesome.
There's a 45th if we need it, if there's a tie. Yes, it'll be on YouTube as well. And I think Twitter. It's on. It can be on all the platforms.
Now, will it be on Tubi?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Thanks a lot to get on Tubi.
I mean, there's WWE Evolve every Wednesday on Tubi. Go watch. All right, we're going to start with Tim.
Uh-oh.
Energetic, clever, determined, entertaining, heartfelt, and skilled.
Energetic, clever, entertaining, clever,
determined, heartfelt.
Determined, heartfelt, and skilled.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. Energetic, creative, heartfelt, skilled.
Energetic, clever, determined, entertaining, heartfelt, and skilled. You created the word creative. I don't know where you got that one from.
I don't know. My brain is saying Miz. I don't know why.
Miz is incorrect.
Brent, I figured it was.
Would you like to steal? Brock,
when you say heartfelt, is that H-E-A-R-T or H-A-R-T?
H-E-A-R-T. There's an E in it. Not like how you wrote the O in heart for the pick'em.
I still got Julia Hart's name right, though.
Yeah, and you
no
also
relation.
Got... No relation.
I understand.
You also spelled Kenny Omega wrong.
You have no proof of that? It looks right to me right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
what about...
Why did you say edited underneath?
Shut up. Okay, so you said energetic, heartfelt.
Energetic, clever, determined, entertaining, heartfelt, and skilled.
Energetic is the one that jumps off the page at me. He's not clever, but warrior?
No.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn.
No. I was going to say skilled should have disqualified warrior from a guess.
I understand. Okay, so it was Sami. Got it.
It was Sami. All right. Brent, intense, yes. Powerful, energetic, explosive, colorful, unforgettable.
Warrior.
That is the Ultimate Warrior, yes.
Yes!
You were just one early.
I was going to... All right, so I threw it in just half a pick early. Yeah!
You were a little early on that one. All right, Tim. Dominant, explosive, beastly, relentless, powerhouse,
Brock
intimidating.
Lesnar.
That is, in fact, Brock Lesnar.
Bork laser!
Yeah, beastly kind of gives it away, don't you think?
That one gives it away. So
yeah.
Brian, fearless, charismatic, determined, trailblazing, resilient, iconic.
Oh, trailblazing, iconic. Shawn Michaels.
No.
Shit.
That was what was in my head. What are they again?
Fearless, charismatic, determined, trailblazing, resilient, iconic.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, it's true, but not here. That is incorrect. That was Becky Lynch.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
All right, Tim. Colossal, yeah, legendary.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Colossal. No, what? What's your problem, Brent?
That was Tim's first, or Tim went first on that one, right? No.
No, that was you. You said Sean.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's right.
Fuck. All right, Tim. Colossal, legendary, dominant, gentle, iconic, unforgettable.
Colossal.
Colossal.
Dominant.
Legendary.
Legendary.
Gentle.
I've got two of them springing into my brain. The first one I'm going to go with Andre.
That is correct. Who was your second?
Yoko.
I was going to say, Yoko's not gentle, but I was going...
Talk to anybody that worked with him. Yeah, he was.
Well, I understand, but I don't think ChatGPT was going for that. I think Andre had a history of that in ring as needed.
Okay, Brian. Intense, technical, relentless, heroic, patriotic, skilled.
Patriotic. Kurt Angle.
That is correct. All right, Tim. Dominant, fierce, groundbreaking, intense, skilled, and relentless.
Just because I feel like you're going to throw this at me at some point, if this isn't it, I'm going to say Brett.
Incorrect.
Okay. Shit.
Names again? Or words again?
Dominant, fierce, groundbreaking, intense, skilled, relentless.
Benoit.
Incorrect. Ronda Rousey. Brent. Cerebral, calculated, dominant, ruthless, skilled, and legendary.
Triple H.
That is correct.
If you had gotten that wrong, I would have reached through the internet and slapped you.
Dude, the second cerebral hit, I was already at that. I had that cued.
That's why I threatened to hit you.
There you go. Tim, massive, aggressive, dominant, ruthless, imposing, powerhouse.
Massive, aggressive,
dominant, ruthless, imposing, powerhouse.
Ooh, I'm stuck between two people on that one.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to say Kane.
This is not Kane.
Not one of the two I was going to pick.
And Kane has never main evented WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
Massive, aggressive, dominant, ruthless, imposing, powerhouse.
Okay, I see the massive powerhouse.
I know, you're thinking Aki Bono. I get that. It's not Aki
Bono.
No,
I'm thinking of someone else that had a sumo, or almost had a pseudo diaper, that has already been mentioned, but there's also another really big, massive person that...
So, pick one.
Fuck it, I'll go Yoko for this one. And if it's wrong, I think I know who it is.
It is wrong.
Fuck!
Who do you think it is?
Bundy.
It was King Kong Bundy, yeah.
God damn it!
All right, Brent. Elegant, powerful, skilled, determined, confident champion.
Charlotte.
Correct.
I mean, I could have gone with like a John Cena for elegant, but it really is just the queen.
All right, Tim. Innovative, resilient, charismatic, daring, athletic, revolutionary.
Charismatic, evolutionary?
Revolutionary.
Revolutionary. Randy Orton.
No.
Daniel Bryan.
I am disappointed in both of you. He is a visionary. He is a revolutionary. He is.
Okay. It's Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
See, I thought Revolution was tied to Bryan and...
It was right there. It was right there.
Yeah, I get it.
All right,
hanging fruit. Yeah, low-hanging fruit.
All right, Brent. Brutal, outspoken, resilient, determined, intense, unpredictable.
Randy Orton.
Incorrect.
No.
Tim.
Brutal?
Brutal, outspoken, resilient, determined, intense, unpredictable.
Oh. Roddy Piper is just jumping right out of the back of my brain on that one.
It is not Roddy Piper.
But it could be based on that description, right? It could be.
It was Kevin Owens, yeah.
Fuck!
Good try, though.
I realized this, like, it's one of those, like, I thought it was between two, And I guessed the one, and it was wrong, and then my other one was the one that was sitting there. Fuck!
That usually happens with you. You have it, but your brain says go with something else.
Pretend, you know, treat it like high school. Always go with your first guess.
Actually, I did go with my first guess with that, but it was just like, but there is someone else sitting there.
All right, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Mysterious, iconic, relentless, unstoppable, legendary, ominous.
Sounds like Rey Mysterio.
No.
Well, it does.
But it's not. Also, Rey has never made an event at WrestleMania. Brain?
Okay, mysterious.
Iconic, relentless, unstoppable, legendary, ominous.
Taker.
That is, in fact, The Undertaker. Tim.
In case you're wondering, I did go down on the knee and do the pose with the urn. So.
Nice. All right, Brent.
Yes.
Powerful, charismatic, arrogant, athletic, dominant, and intense.
Dominant, intense, charismatic.
Powerful.
Wow. Intense. What was the other word I'm missing?
Arrogant.
Arrogant. Bianca?
No. Tim.
Arrogant, dominant, intense, charismatic. Oh, I'm having a brain fart. I'm picturing the wrestler. I just can't.
I hope you're picturing the wrestler.
I'm picturing the wrestler. I've got the block.
Vacant. Has Vacant ever competed?
No.
No.
So we're going to take a pass on that one?
Yeah, I've got brain freeze, so pass.
Mr. Wonderful.
Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff. All right, Tim. Athletic, confident, powerful, charismatic, resilient, champion.
How many times are they charismatic?
I mean, there's a lot of charismatic people.
Hit me again.
Athletic, confident, powerful, charismatic, resilient, champion.
Also, champion. That limits it.
I mean, they're main eventers. They should all be champions.
Well, you never know. Some people weren't champions in the main event.
Most have been.
I'm trying to go through all of this shit. I'm stumped.
All right. That's a no for Tim. Brant.
All right. Five words.
Athletic, confident, powerful, charismatic, resilient, champion.
Savage?
No. She is the EST.
God damn it.
W-E. Bianca Belair. All right, Brent.
You should have had at least one EST in there.
I it's the computer, not me. Brent, patriotic, disciplined, tough, charismatic, commanding, resilient.
Sergeant Slaughter.
That is Sergeant Slaughter.
Maggots.
All right, Tim, confident, skilled, bankable, fierce, trailblazing, champion.
Competent or confident?
Confident, skilled.
Confident, skilled.
Bankable, fierce, trailblazing, champion.
Trailblazing. I'm hung up on trailblazing.
I know.
That's not the word you should be hung up on.
That's not the word?
No. That's your only in one hint.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Confident, confident, skilled, bankable, fierce, trailblazing, champion.
Stone Cold.
No.
Nope.
Brant?
Everyone on board the Monet train?
Sasha Banks, that's correct.
Bankable. Trailblazing was for her and Bianca.
Yeah, but bankable.
I know. As soon as she said bankable, I was like, that's Sasha. It's a bank statement.
Totally missed it. Fuck.
That's why I was trying to tell you to ignore trailblazing and just focus on something else. All right.
Well, because I thought you were going to go through the words again and go, that bankable, this. Because I was going to be like, Rocky, if you give this fucking away.
All right, Brent. Charismatic, yep. Athletic, resilient, iconic, showstopper, fearless.
Oh, shut up.
Showstopper? He thinks he's cool. He knows he's sexy. Could that be one Jonathan Michaels?
And he thinks he's cute, not cool.
Whatever.
You know what? Why don't you pull a Wheel of Fortune and don't give it to him because he didn't say it properly.
No, I knew who he was saying. All right, Tim. Technical, skilled, disciplined, resilient, iconic, legendary.
Okay, that's Brett.
That is Brett, yes.
See, I knew I was going to get Brett in this list somewhere.
Well, congratulations. You got the Canadian.
All right, Brent. Charismatic, tough, confident, iconic, athletic, courageous.
Courageous?
Yes.
Tough, iconic.
Confident, athletic, courageous, charismatic.
I'll go again. Daniel Bryan?
It is not Daniel Bryan.
Fuck. You can see where I was going, though.
I can see where you were going, yeah. Tim?
Give me the five.
Charismatic, tough, confident, iconic, athletic, courageous.
That almost sounds like you're describing Cody.
I am not. I was describing Mr. T.
No.
Wow, Well, we swung and a missed on that one. All right.
We're not even.
A bit outside.
To be all fair, right. If you had had mother as one of the words, Deadbringer.
Or if pitiful. One of the words was mother, that probably would have tipped me off.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tim. Uh-oh. Giant, dominant, powerful, athletic, imposing, legendary.
Giant. Ooh, could it be Big Show?
That is Big Show, yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He did main event one Mania.
He did.
With a McMahon in every corner.
Brent, technical, intense, disciplined, resilient, relentless, skilled.
Is that Benoit?
That would be Benoit.
Okay.
Tim.
That would be redacted.
Tim, iconic, charismatic, powerful, dominant, energetic, legendary.
You know, these are all starting to bleed into each other with the repetitive use of the same words, right? Just like last year, except last year we had Keishi with us. Keishi, smarten up and get back.
What do you mean last year? It's any time we do ChatGPT, it's the same four words sometimes.
They really like the word charismatic because, let's face it, they're all very charismatic.
Not all of them, okay? There are some people on main event lists that are not very charismatic.
Brett wasn't that charismatic.
But he also didn't get charismatic in his description.
Benoit wasn't charismatic.
He didn't have that in his description.
So, I'm just saying. All this banter fucked me up. Give me the five again, please.
Iconic, charismatic, powerful, dominant, energetic, legendary.
Randy Savage?
No.
I didn't think so.
Powerful, charismatic, dominant. I'm going to throw a shot in the dark. Bam Bam?
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Oh, wow. Those were the words for Hogan? Okay.
I mean, he is iconic, he is charismatic, he is powerful.
I get it. I thought there would have been something a little more Hoganish in.
I mean, yeah, you said Hoganish. I was thinking cheesy.
Well, I was thinking like American or.
That's Mr. American.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. Definitely would have given it away, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't know, because don't forget, we still had a couple of patriotic people here. We just got to the point where we've narrowed them down.
All right. Brent.
Yes.
Tim, move your phone away from your stuff.
What?
Your phone's getting feedback.
We're getting weird, crinkly.
Yeah, my phone is nowhere near my stuff. I just sat up and moved the microphone.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
All right, Brent. Resilient, underdog, technical, passionate, determined, beloved.
Okay. I know I've said his name like 14 times, but I think it sticks here. Brian?
Daniel Bryan's correct, yes.
There we go, finally!
Tim, hardcore, unpredictable, tough, resilient, charismatic, and also beloved. Hardcore, unpredictable, tough, resilient, charismatic, beloved.
Now that sounds like Mick Foley.
That is, in fact, WrestleMania 2000 main eventer, Mick Foley.
I was going to say, we just talked about the McMahon in every corner. There's another one.
Brent, charismatic, versatile, unpredictable, innovative, resilient, legendary.
AJ Styles.
No.
Fuck.
Tim.
He was innovative.
If I may have the five again.
Also, you have the statics back again from you. The words are charismatic, versatile, unpredictable, innovative, resilient, and legendary.
That also could be Randy Orton.
That was not Randy Orton. That was Chris Jericho.
That was someone else I had in mind. Fuck.
All right, you just made the list.
All right, Tim. Acrobatic, skilled, resilient, charismatic, athletic, innovative.
I'm wrong, but the first one that popped into my head was Eddie.
Never main evented.
Never main evented.
That's why I said I was wrong.
Brent?
I'll go with my gut, AJ.
This time it is, in fact.
AJ Styles.
You know, you're using the spaghetti method. You just throw it against the fridge, and eventually one of them's going to stick.
All right, Brent. Cerebral, yes. Dangerous, relentless, calculated, charismatic, unpredictable.
Cerebral. Well, we already did Triple H.
We did Triple H.
Okay, so cerebral, charismatic.
Cerebral, dangerous, relentless, calculated, charismatic, unpredictable.
Edge?
No. Tim.
The only other wrestler I could associate cerebral to in the sense that Triple H called himself the cerebral assassin is Ric Flair.
never main evented. Rock. DiBiase?
Nope.
Fuck.
This person, as Tim has the feedback again,
crying out loud,
has voices in their head.
Ah!
Oh, that was Randy.
That was Randy.
All right, Tim. Athletic. Powerhouse. Intense. Determined. Impactful. Football.
Oh, God damn it!
Football?
Football.
Well, there are two wrestlers that were really known as football players. Well, three. Although a lot more played. Give me the five again, please.
And it's also been six, if you haven't been keeping up. Athletic.
Okay, the six.
Athletic, powerhouse, intense, determined, impactful football.
Oh, it's probably that guy, but I'll say Goldberg.
Never main evented.
Shit, I thought he did.
No. Brock?
It's the other guy.
I'm going to go with
Hold on. I want to know who the other guy is.
Wait.
Well, that wouldn't be fair for me to try the other guy. I already guessed.
No, I know Brent knows this answer. I already know. I'm already giving Brent the point. He knows who it is.
Well, then let Brent say it.
Say it, Brent.
That would be WrestleMania 11 headliner, yeah. Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. I don't think he was your other guy, was it, Brent? Tim?
No, he wasn't a wrestler.
He was still a main eventer at WrestleMania. And when it said football, that completely gave it away for me.
Well, the other two that I was thinking was Roman and Rock.
Yeah, no, it was...
My brain is just not wired for the celebrity appearances, the non-wrestler appearances.
All right. Brent. Dynamic, skilled, relentless, energetic, iconic.
Oh, God, this is just WWE create a wrestler now. Steve Austin.
No.
Damn it.
I need him again.
Dynamic, skilled, relentless, energetic, iconic.
Fuck ChatGPT. So repetitive. I have no guess.
No guess.
I have no guess.
Chat. Yeet. The Usos.
The Usos. There was our tag team, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeet. All right.
Yeet.
Tim. Charismatic. Flamboyant. Intense. Legendary. Unpredictable. Iconic.
The word flamboyant has me thrown, and that's probably the trigger word, isn't it?
I would say it's a trigger word. There was another trigger word in there too, but and if you combine the two, it makes the perfect thought process.
One more time, please.
Charismatic, flamboyant, intense, legendary, unpredictable, iconic.
Would that be Edge?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Savage.
That would be, in fact, Randy Savage.
Oh, shut up.
Flamboyant. Well,
flamboyant. When I went flamboyant, intense. I was like, it's either Seth Rollins or Randy Savage, and we already had Rollins. We had the Visionary.
And Edge, you had flamboyant. But the intense, flamboyant intense, that's Savage.
The cream.
Crop. All right, Brent. Yeah. Resilient. Undeniable, charismatic, innovative, skilled, legacy.
God damn it, you're saying legacy now, isn't it? Cody.
I figured undeniable would have given that one away, yes. It's Cody.
Well, because the funny thing is you said legacy, I was like, fuck, we already did Orton. Who else was in legacy? It wasn't Ted DiBiase Jr.
All right, Tim. Charismatic, unpredictable, resilient, opportunistic, innovative, legendary.
Oh, God. The ultimate opportunist.
Whose name is? Yeah, I need the name.
Copeland.
You mean Cliff? Cliff Copeland, yeah.
You think you know him. You think you know him.
Edge is correct. All right. Brent. Athletic, powerful, intimidating, unpredictable, skilled, and relentless.
Athletic, skilled, relentless.
Powerful, intimidating, unpredictable.
Batista?
No.
Fuck!
Tim.
Is that Roman?
No.
Is it somebody else?
The Triple B. Bam.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bigelow.
There's the other half of WrestleMania 11.
Tim. Charismatic, resilient, determined, hardworking, iconic, inspirational.
Yeah, no, for me this is another pass.
Five again?
Charismatic, resilient, determined, hardworking, iconic, inspirational.
Ooh, I got a guess.
It's no longer your turn.
Well, Rock, he didn't make a guess. Let's let him make a guess.
No.
It was his first choice.
You can't do that by the rules. It's a pass.
I understand.
I also gave it away.
I don't know, Cena?
It is, in fact, John Cena.
You can't see him.
No.
I just went hard working. So
I think it's inspirational at one point. Now, not so much. But I did put John Cena's face in chat, so I figured that would have helped him, but here we are.
I don't even have chat open, so it wouldn't have helped me either.
I'm not looking at chat. I'm looking at Discord here.
I put the Cena face in chat.
Shit, I should go back to chat and let you, like, you know, cheat.
Alright.
Rock, how Brent. Am I doing?
Brent, charismatic, outspoken, rebellious, intense, legendary, unpredictable.
Steve Austin.
No.
Okay.
Tim.
Where are we sitting right now? How many have we got?
We don't have that many left. And Tim, you need this one.
I need all of them. Yeah, give me the clues again, please.
Charismatic, outspoken, rebellious, intense, legendary, unpredictable.
That sounds like Roddy.
That would be Roddy Piper.
I needed that one.
If you get the next 8 correct, it would be tied. But there are only 8 left. There's only 8 left. So it's
Tim has to sweep it.
I feel like the Calgary Flames right now trying to make the playoffs.
So we could play this game of can Tim catch up, and we just give Tim the rest.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay, but we start with you, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Rebellious, snake, intense, tough, legendary, fearless.
Jake.
Congrats, Brent.
That would be the rattlesnake, Steve Austin.
That would be, in fact, Steve Austin.
Yeah, well, I heard Snake and I thought Jake Roberts.
Never
made it. Which main event did Jake Roberts participate in?
A future one, apparently.
WrestleMania 44.
There you go. Brent.
Yeah.
Powerful, intimidating, dominant, unpredictable, intense, imposing.
Powerful, intimidating, imposing. Jesus Christ. I could. Jesus.
I mean, you say it could be a lot of people. We've gone through a lot of people.
We have gone through a lot of people. But there's nothing distinctive about this.
Yeah, I think distinctiveness is long.
Fled. No. For this person, a couple of these words is very distinctive.
Okay, what were they again?
Powerful, intimidating, dominant, unpredictable, intense, imposing.
I don't think it's Roman. Drew?
No.
Fuck.
Tim?
Roman.
Sid.
I'm just throwing shit out there now from here until we're done because I've already lost.
All right, Tim. Dominant, imposing, powerful, agile, unstoppable, legendary.
Is that one Roman?
Nope.
Eventually, he's going to pop up.
Eventually. Brent?
Agile is what's getting me. Drew?
No. Yokozuna.
Yeah.
All right, Brent. Charismatic, electrifying, confident, iconic, relentless, legendary.
If you smell
what he Dwayne? Is cooking. Yeah, that is, in fact, Dwayne.
If you smell, use deodorant.
Tim, confident, arrogant, charismatic, skilled, determined, entertaining.
Oh, fuck. I'm getting hung up with confident, skilled.
Confident, skilled, arrogant, charismatic, determined, entertaining.
If I say it's somebody else and it turns out to be the guy I've been saying, then I'd scream. But if I say the guy I've been saying... And it's not, and I'll scream. So,
say it.
Roman.
No.
Ted DiBiase.
No.
Fuck.
The Miz.
That one was Miz. Mother.
Arrogant, okay.
Brent. Powerful, intense, dominant, charismatic, athletic, legendary.
What was that again? The words are blending together for me.
Powerful, intense, dominant, charismatic, athletic, legendary.
Batista.
That is Batista.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what was in my head. Damn it, you couldn't have gotten it wrong that one time.
All right.
No, because I had guessed Batista a few times, and as soon as powerful comes up, I'm like, well, that counts.
All right, Tim, your last one.
Uh-oh.
Dominant, resilient, confident, powerful, tribal, unstoppable.
That's Roman.
There it is!
That would be Roman.
Tim finally got his Roman!
If I just keep throwing those noodles against the fridge, one of them would stick.
All right, Brent, your final one. Wealthy, arrogant, charismatic, skilled, manipulative, iconic.
There's the one I've been waiting for, Ted DiBiase.
That is, in fact, Ted DiBiase.
Wait, did we have Drew pop up at all?
He was the last one that would have been the tiebreaker.
Okay, what were his words?
I already just clicked it off, so... not gonna go back.
Well, because the funny thing is, I thought psychopathic or something like that would have been in there, and I'm like, fuck, that would have been him or Sid.
Wow.
Well, because you have the Scottish psychopath, and then Sid, who just had, you know, his moniker.
Yeah, but he was going to be the tiebreaker if needed. But we didn't need it because 19-8.
Oh, Jesus! Yes.
An effort was made.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get yourself all excited. It's not for any prizes or anything. Yes.
No, I keep my streak alive with these games across shows.
That's our show.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, next Sunday night, we're going to preview the show of the epic WrestleMania. Two nights of action coming up in 2 weeks. Tune in and get our thoughts next Sunday night, 8 Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. That being said, the new week kicks off starting tomorrow, immediately following Raw, back to normal time with the post-show.
Yeah, we get the stream again on Mondays. It's the Raw post-show, 10:30-ish p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. We're live with the Raw post-show.
And, of course, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, is another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
We're going...
Well, not The Rock, but Our Rock.
Yeah, so we've used Raw for content for the last 3 weeks, so we need content. So we're doing a tier list on WrestleMania entrances this Thursday on The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, plus all the news. Join us.
And then Saturday night, you're doing something with BC Radio.
We're doing CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. That's going to feature the Greater Than Great Debate on WrestleMania matches. And if you show up like 15 minutes early, we're doing a 0 hour. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, it's the 0 hour Excalibur Challenge.
To CB Radio, so come show up like 15 minutes early. And then the intro will cut them off and we'll talk CB Radio. Tune in. Join us 11:15-ish. We'll be live before CB Radio. So be there. And we'll be back next Sunday for WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio to preview WrestleMania. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim's on socials.
I am. You can follow me at Flames Forums, just because I say lots of different things in my posts. And you should follow, because sometimes it's fun.
There you go, Brent.
Yeah, you can find me on various social medias, whether it is Twitter/X, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky. You can find me either at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those two will get you to the right place.
There you go.
Yeah, eventually, Casey will return, and he's on social media. He's all over. You can find him pretty much just about everywhere at Kyle Driver. Make sure that you visit and get some bento boxes.
Do all the things. As he sends a message at 11:03, ah crap, I missed it for the picks. Chat, if you have an Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Because hashtag epic partner. WrestleMania coverage is coming. Lots of it. Join us starting next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for WTR Sunday night.
Wall to wall.
Technically, doesn't it start on Saturday?
Yeah, it starts next Saturday. Yes, on Saturday, but we're back next Sunday. It's promoting the show that we're doing.
I get it. I was just talking about the general WrestleMania week. That's
There's going to be a lot, so stay tuned to the socials. We're going to post it all and stuff. Fancy graphics and all are coming. So send us home, Tim.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for downloading the podcast or streaming the podcast that will be posted later this week, probably as early as tomorrow, which would be Monday, because today is Sunday, which is when we do it live. Thanks for listening, don't forget, next Sunday night, it's the preview. Big time. Biggest WrestleMania of all time. Stupendous. You don't want to miss it.
Stupendous. Remember, stupendous.
That being said, Rock, I don't know about you, but I've got dishes to do. Let's get out of here.
WildTalkRadio.com.